know these demons don't want none. Hop in the schedule with dumb nuts. I look at the world and see no love. I picked up the word and it's so strong. Yeah. We tryna build a conglomerate. Got the rolly, don't care about what time it is. We tryna light through the atmosphere. Yeah. I know these demons don't want none. Hop in the schedule with dumb nuts. I look at the world and see no love. I picked up the word and it's so strong. Yeah.
In the lair. Vision 2020, boy, that's clear. Pull off on the devil, hit a donut. I don't even see the boy in the mirror.
Put the crown on my head, I'm a king, boy. You can't tell me quit trying, what you mean, boy? I got that power, that was lessons from the dead, boy. I really live it, I don't rap to be seen, boy. Give me the ball, I won't drop it. I'm winning these souls, you can't stop me. I feed you the word like I'm Saki. God throwing me blessings like Bachi. I'm fishing for souls, no tilapia. I'm flexed for the king, I'm not cocky, yeah. He broke out my chains, now I'm icy, yeah. I skate on my haters like hockey.
Let's get it.
I done had a punch through the mud. Ooh. Came from the streets in the club, yeah, yeah. Then I found a king up above. Now I got the key to the plug, yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it from different angles. Ooh. I earn my stripes like I'm with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Thanking God for his protected angels.
Yeah.
Kingdom of race, you can check my ankles.
I know these demons don't want none. Hop in the schedule with John. I see no love. I picked up the word and it's so strong. Yeah. We tryna build a conglomerate. Got the rolly, don't care about what time it is. We tryna light through the atmosphere. Yeah. I know these demons don't want none. Hop in the schedule with dumb nuts. I look at the word and see no love. I picked up the word and it's so strong. Yeah. We tryna build a conglomerate. Got the rolly, don't care about what time it is. We tryna light through the atmosphere.
Gang and we light it up. We got the sun, so they're lighting us. Got all the money and got with us. Keeping so good tonight. Cause the battle ain't mine, it's the his to fight. Yeah, no matter what come, we gon' be alright. Devil try me, strap on me, a sword fight. Yeah, yeah. G, that's who I'm rapping to be. I fell in love, he is a dove, can't nobody compete. And he walking like he talking, not that tune with the feet. Then he showed up, then he rose up, said the promise he keeps. Living water sipping, with my bros we dripping. I don't talk, I'm living, tables gon' be slipping. Devil said he tripping, cause the word is written. Nothing broke or missing, yeah, the weapon be spitting.
Where I wanna be, but I'm on the way. Y'all playing with the judge for the trial of wit. How you never wanna give, but you always take. Say you sharing with the fan, but you hid your play. Face, I'm chasing this Yahweh. Ain't no doing it my way. Don't be hearing what y'all say, cause I've been with them like all day.
Them old names, that's old graves, that's old chains, that's old bays. His blood stains made red stains, turned old ways to oil stains. Kill the flesh and make room for the spirit. I love people, but it's God who I'm fearing. I wanna wake and see Jesus in the mirror. Went to the dock and I've never seen clear.
I know these demons don't want none. Hop in the schedule with John. I look at the word and see no love. I picked up the word and it's so strong. Yeah, we tryna build a conglomerate. Got the rolly, don't care about what time it is. We tryna light through the atmosphere. Yeah, I know these demons don't want none. Hop in the schedule with dumb nuts. I look at the word and see no love. I picked up the word and it's so strong. Yeah, we tryna build a conglomerate. Got the rolly, don't care about what time it is. We tryna light through the atmosphere.
Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, all the listeners, you guys, welcome to the month of June. It is approximately June 1st, 2021. And of course, you guys, it's Tuesday night. It's a lituation. And this show is titled Candid Convos. And you know, every month we kick it off with a guest. And we have a special guest on tonight by the name of Tyra Gordon. And I got my broadcast colleague with me, the homie, Marty the Greatest in the building, man. Marty, man, how you feeling today, man?
It's Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. So, yeah, man, we got a candid combo topic roster for y'all, and the music is already started off. That GG was on fire, bro. Hey, it's time to get candid, bro.
Well, man, you took the words right out of my mouth, man. Let's get candid. We got Tyra Gordon on the show. Welcome to the show, sis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Now, before we jump into these topics, we want to give you a round of applause for joining us on tonight.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Tyra, how was your Tuesday? Was your Tuesday good? Did you have to work today or anything?
I did work today. I worked from home today, but it was fair. It was fair for a Tuesday.
Amen. Well, we are thoroughly happy and glad to have you join us on tonight. The first topic, of course, is something that Marty, that you sent over. And
yes,
it's about the follow-up story that we mentioned, that we talked about a couple at the beginning of last month of May, about the boy that killed the young lady, Tristan Bailey, if I'm not mistaken, that's her name.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts when you sent this article?
Well, when I seen it, I was just like, oh snap! Okay, here's the follow up, and they didn't make it easy. I just remember the story. The story is like so scary and so jarring that I just remember, you know, just by them describing, you know, the crime in the headlines, I was like, okay, this is probably our story. And, you know, we always keep our eye out for the follow-up. So when I read it, I was like, yep. You know, it had the same name as the little girl who was unfortunately killed. And, yeah, so, man, the follow-up is grim. He stabbed the girl 114 times. The most of the cuts they found was in her hands and arms because she was defending herself. They found the tip of the blade, unfortunately, in her head. And they just have no motive other than the fact that the kid was going around school telling his friends that he was going to take someone to the woods and murder them. The one thing that is obvious is that this kid was, friends with the poor victim. And the sheriff said at the end of his press conference, you know, for parents to be, you know, knowing what your kid's talking about. Know what your kid's talking about in the social media outlets, the messages. If you live in my house, dang your privacy. You know what I'm saying? You got privacy to the point where then you use in the restroom. Other than that, I need to know what you're talking about, who you're talking to, because if you don't, then kids end up walking at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you in the bed sleep. It's crazy to me, bro. But I mean, it's a sad follow up. But what you think about it, man?
So we all know that it is, you know, an unfortunate situation that this teenager, 14-year-old boy, killed this girl. Very likable, very pretty young lady, and man. 1:30 in the morning walking around. I'm actually glad that you actually posted and shared the article with us because, yeah, we did. We told the Candid Convo fam that we will keep them up to date. And this is the follow-up. When I read the article and I saw that the sheriff's office had said that, yeah, you're supposed to know where your kids are. And the report said that, you know, the blade was still stuck in her head, and piece of it was stuck in her head, and he had tossed the knife in the local pond that was nearby the body. Man, if now again, like we mentioned, the young lady, she didn't put up a fight when they saw the two walking down the street from the security camera, but when he came back, it was just him by itself. So, I mean, she didn't put up a fight. So she obviously knew this little boy, but she didn't know his motive. She didn't know that this was going to be her last night on Earth. Tyra, did you get a chance to check out this this incident, this article early last month?
No, Alicia, I didn't hear about the story until you shared it. So I just read the follow-up story, and it gave background on the initial incident. And it's sad, and I'm like, this baby, 13 and 14 years old, and, you know, for there to not be a motive, it's just, it's sad. It's an unfortunate situation. And like Marty said, what stuck out to me in the article is that, you know, she was stabbed over 114 times, but 49 of the wounds were in her hands. So she was, you know, trying to defend herself. You know, she had her hands up. So just to think about how she died, it's a sad situation. And, you know, I have a 17-year-old daughter, so I couldn't imagine anything like that happening to her or any of her friends. It's just sad.
Now, here's the crazy thing, y'all. When you have your hands up, it's not defensive wounds. It's defensive wounds, but it's not aggressive defensive wounds. It's actually it's actually deemed as surprise or shock. So this dude did this knowing that he preyed on her. He literally preyed on her because he did, and because if she had, you know, if there was, you know, flesh under her nails, he had scratches on him, then it'd have been like, okay, you know, he didn't let her know until the last possible second, based on what they described, and that's so sad because this girl didn't know, and everything that I'm not negating the fact that she went there, because if you're a young lady, you shouldn't be out with no dude at any age, you know that you not 100% sure have your right or that your husband or that your father or your brother or anything like that, you know, that you not sure have your best interest, because she didn't even see it coming. So, and this young man is just disturbed, and you got to keep him in our prayers. But that's just, it's so jarring and so chilling, because this, he had no reason to do it. This kid just want to do it. And I know, Tyra, you wasn't on last week, but they said that his parents was in the courthouse, and the mother looked dejected, but the father just looked like there was no expression, you know. And this kid, he taunted the police accent, and he didn't care about being caught, as in wanting to kill was the goal.
Yeah, because I did read where it said that he had been talking to his friends or peers about how he was going to kill somebody. So, yeah, that's deep.
Yeah, this is sad. I mean, this story has so many doggone lessons. For young women, and it got so many lessons for parents, because this is what you're supposed to do as parents. You're supposed to protect your kids from, and yeah, you could do all you can, and your kids could still get in some compromising situation, but I think we all can agree that this could have been prevented.
I agree, definitely.
Definitely agree with that. I just want to let the Kendrick Combo fam know that KV is on the way, so Tyra can have some backup. It won't just be two men and a female. It'll be two females and two males.
Okay.
So, Tavy, ever so often is a little late, but she is here now. Tavy So Wavy is in the building. You guys, if you are on Instagram, definitely follow her and support her. Tavy, what's going on, Tavy?
Yo, it's been a long day, but I'm on here.
We know. We praise God for you, and you know, your face is on the flyer, so I'm glad that you made it to the show. We are currently talking about the young man who killed Tristan Bailey. the teenage girl down in Florida last month, and how he is going to be tried as an adult. And we want to get your perspective. We want to get your thoughts about the whole case and about this new information that just surfaced.
Well, yeah, about that case again. Wow. I had a feeling that may have, you know, that may what happened to him because of how serious the case is and because it's so crucial, like, what he's done to the little girl. And he's young himself, so it was possible that that would happen. And you know, Florida, they don't, you know, play about, you know, murder and stuff like that. They really, it can be serious, you know. Sometimes they may be being on it, and then there's time where they're like, yeah, just cop them, just get them, you know. So, it's sad, in a way. It's really sad. But it's like he put that on himself in a way, you know. I feel about that situation.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know what else is sad news, Pavy? Is unfortunately we have three death topics in this show. And the second death that we're going to talk about is from High Point, North Carolina. A man of faith who is a pastor in High Point, North Carolina was killed days after being ordained as a minister. And he had literally just, you know, proposed to his girlfriend. They had just got engaged. And for him to use, you know, Christian hip-hop as an outlet to end the gun violence and violence in his city. And then days afterwards, he is shot and killed in front of his house. That's an unfortunate event. And you don't hear that too often. A pastor being gunned down, you don't hear that too often. Especially because he was active in the community. The members, like, say, like, high remarks about him, said all good things about him. And, Pavy, man, I just want to know your thoughts about this, about Pastor Robert Booth that was gunned down in front of his house on the 30th of May.
Man, that is so sad because he was just, I mean, still young, and he's just doing God's word, trying to lead the people, trying to do the right thing, you know, for the people that's out there in the streets and the hood. And that was amazing for him to, you know, come up with a church for, you know, a home for all these people out there that didn't have anywhere to go to, you know, praise God or get to know God. So, and it's sad for him to, after he was ordained, and, I mean, days later, just to, you know, be going home or in front of his home or so, and him not knowing that that would be his last day. But he probably knew that, you know, one day I would leave this world going to heaven, you know. That's probably why he was doing so much before all that happened, you know. So that's good that he was serving his purpose. You know, I mean, that's an amazing thing, but it's sad at the same time. Yeah.
I agree. Tyra, what are your thoughts about this topic? Pastor Robert Booth being gunned down after trying to use Christian hip-hop as an outlet to end the violence in his city.
It's unfortunate, and I was just reading the story. And, you know, so many high points in his life, you know, him doing God's will, trying to turn negative, you know, positive. He had just been ordained, proposed to his girlfriend, and then for this to happen. And I wonder, you know, what the motive was, you know, was it, you know, something that happened in his, you know, past life? I just wonder what the motive was and why somebody would, you know,
yeah.
Even still, that's, you know, that's no justification, but it's just like, wow, like, who would want to kill somebody trying to do right?
Yeah. Definitely unfortunate. You guys, this is Candy Convos. This is our second time throughout the night with our special guest, Tyra Gordon. We will get into some music, and then Tyra will tell her story about what she's doing in the local Cincinnati area and more. But Martin the Greatest, before we get into some music, what are your thoughts about this pastor in High Point, North Carolina, being gunned down?
First off, he decided to name the church Hood Holiness Church. Great name. I mean, just off the riff. That's the first thing that caught my eye in the story was Hood Holiness Church. I'm like, I like this guy already. I mean, that's HHC saying. So, I mean, the name, he was just a G in naming that. I mean, because I know a lot of, you know, us Christians was like, oh, my God, he's mocking God. But, hey, he named it after what he, you know, what his life was on. And, mm-hmm. I mean, all things considered based on the article and based on the video and, you know, the way that people were talking about him, the musical tribute to him, it's unfortunate to lose a soldier and, you know, a shepherd that, and all for all intentional purposes, seemed like he was in it for what we all should be in it for, and that's just the purpose and the will of God. So I feel for his family, but God, there's a scripture in the Bible that says his ways is not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts, as high as the heavens is from the earth, so is his ways is far from us. So, I mean, even though this may be tragic and a tragedy situation, you know, just think about how many people he touched in that community and now how many people are going to further give their life to God based on this man's sacrifice. You know, so, and that's a bit of sweet pill to swallow. But, I mean, God's will must be done. And who knows, at some point in time, that's why I say you always have to make sure that you're ready, because at some point in time, my life may have to be sacrificed for his will. I mean, just think about that for a second, y'all. I mean, can you imagine? I know we all think that we're going to wake up and see tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I tell people all the time, you don't know how hard it is, or it's not hard for angels and not hard for God, but you don't know how hard it is for us to get just to get home every day. Just to get
Amen.
Home every day. It's a small little pebble that can hit you in your head from a nice little height that can kill you. So
yeah.
It's incredibly hard to get home. But this man and the impact he did, I'm grateful to God for him. And I pray that these young guys who committed this atrocity, that they – it touched their life, and they immediately repent, and they pray fervently, because the Bible says, "Touch not my anointed." So, you know, some atonement need to be done, because they touched the anointed one. So they need to get themselves right ASAP. So.
Amen. Well, you guys know here on Candid Convos, we don't dance around topics. We expose them, and we talk about them, and we give our honest perspective. So we're going to go ahead and get into this joint by the homie MC Nice featuring De La Mons called Dancing. It came out in April, and if you guys haven't heard it yet, this is definitely something that's going to get you up and out of your seat. After this song, we are going to get into the interview part with Tyra Gordon. She's going to tell her testimony a little bit and just share some things that she does in the Cincinnati area. So you guys, without any further ado, here is De La Mons and MC Nice with Dancing.
Yo, it's your favorite cousin, De La Mons, D-A-L-O-M-O-N-Z-E, and you are about to listen to MC Nice's most recent single, Dancing, featuring myself. Keep it locked here on KS Radio Show.
I'm not trying to lay.
Take it. As a youngin', I was taught to muscle. Collecting Wilson like my name was Russell. Buy a building, buy a bar, buy a gold, have a bigger vision. Rep the king when I sing, it's that simple living. Where I didn't listen, full of ambition. Man, hold up, listen. I was caught up in the thoughts of the thoughts, shooting shots where the plot was to keep me missing. Oh, Father, give me clarity. I ain't trying to fall back, I'm just trying to live right with this. Please make a better me. I admit I ain't perfect, I continue to fight through this. Born to bask in your glory. Wanna add to the story as I dig through the glory, trying to copy inventory. So I live every day like walking through the fire, yeah, trying to be a better me. I gotta be free.
No level of stress can stretch my boundaries. I gotta be me. Keep the pride in check and with all due respect, I don't need no rescuing. I need a moment to let him move and I'll be moving on.
Hey, yo, this is what your life's like when you live that high life. Love the way you set me free.
I don't keep on dancing.
Say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
All right, y'all, that was the homie, like I said, MC Nice featuring De La Mons with Dancing. And I just want to give a big shout out to everybody that's listening live and to the homie Chris Nunn, who actually sent over the article about Minister Robert Booth that was gunned down so that we can raise awareness instead of, just sharing the article on our timeline and on social media.
In those articles.
We definitely have to talk about that. So thank you, Chris, for sending that over so that we could talk about it and raise awareness that there is power in music. And I hope that each and every person listening will just know that that Minister Booth was doing the right thing. And hopefully his past can catch up to him. Maybe the guys were jealous. I don't know. We don't know. And I'm hoping that they catch the people that did this. But our special guest on tonight is Tyra Gordon, and this is Candy Convo's if anybody wants to dial in and call in to support or, you know, just listen, the number is 914-205-5471. Tyra Gordon, what you think about that dancing track?
It's nice. It's nice. I like it. The person that was singing the hook, he kind of gave me some Neo vibes. So I liked it.
Yeah, he definitely has his own unique sound. So shout out to the homie Day Lamont for sending that over. And Tyra, you are a Cincinnati native. So tell us just a little bit about yourself and about what you do in the city of Cincinnati.
Well, I was born in Cincinnati. I was raised in Northern Kentucky, but I made my way back over here as an adult. Like I said, I grew up in Northern Kentucky, went to school in Northern Kentucky as well. Currently, I'm an HR generalist / recruiter for public transit here in Cincinnati. But recently, I've gotten back to what I feel like is my calling, my passion, and that's writing. So I've been writing several articles for the past several months for the Cincinnati Herald. So I've been doing that here lately. And the most recent one that I wrote dealt with something that is very near and dear and personal to me, anxiety, mental health, mental illness. So I kind of wanted to shed light on that today. Just because I feel like it's not talked about enough. And I feel like maybe, you know, sharing my story and what I went through could help somebody else. So I'd say probably 2008 is when I started to experience what I didn't know then was anxiety or panic attacks. And it was very debilitating. Didn't know what was going on with me at the time. Went to the doctor, several doctors, 911 calls, trips to the emergency room, not knowing what was going on with me, just feeling like lightheaded, heart palpitating, literally feeling like I was going to die. So I had all these tests run to later be diagnosed with anxiety. And prior to being diagnosed with it, you know, I thought it was just something that, you know, you get ready to, you know, fly or you get ready to say a speech, you know, in class or somewhere, you know, something trivial. And not to say those things can't cause anxiety, but it can be much deeper and much bigger than that. Like I said, for at least 2 years, I was paralyzed with fear. It affected my day-to-day. I have a child, well, she's 17 now, but at the time I had a little one. And it was very hard. It was very, very hard. And like I said, when I didn't know what was going on with me, those who've never experienced anxiety before, they don't understand. And one of the hardest things for me was being around people who didn't understand and weren't supportive. You know, calling me lazy because I didn't want to do certain things or not understanding what I was going through. So to be going through something that major and then not have that support is just as major. And that's why, you know, I feel like it's imperative to speak out so that people that may be feeling like this will know that they're not alone. And maybe, you know, I can save somebody else from feeling, you know, the way that I felt. And today, you know, 13 years later, I still deal with it. It's managed, you know, much better through medicine and, you know, prayer and meditation. But it's definitely been a journey for me. It's definitely been a journey. And like I said, people don't talk about it enough. And through my journey, I have discovered that other people deal with, you know, different types of anxiety disorders, depression, things of that nature, different mental illnesses. And so I've been able to, you know, share my story with other people and kind of, you know, let them know, you know, that they're not alone. But I just feel like I need to emphasize for the people that, you know, may not have experienced anxiety. If you have anybody in your life that has, it's important to be supportive because I think that's major. And educate yourself on it. If you don't know about it, educate yourself on it because it's real. It's real. So, I wrote the article. It's in the Herald. It's called The Demon Within. So it's currently online, and it's on my personal Facebook page. Just sharing my story, like I said, and just hopefully, making others aware of the seriousness of the illness, because it's a chronic illness, just like, anything else. I think people minimize it and don't think it's as serious as it is.
Gotcha. So we know that last month, which was May, May is technically Mental Health Awareness Month. We're sorry that we didn't get you as a guest then, but since it is June,
okay.
It's only right that we still pay homage, because it's not just in the month of May should we talk about these things like mental health and mental illness or in your case,
exactly,
anxiety and depression. These are around the clock, everyday kind of things that we should be talking about. So I'm glad and I'm honored that you actually wanted to be on the show. Marty, any feedback?
Yeah.
Any questions for Tyra?
Well, Tyra, I just want to commend you for, writing that article and putting that out in the Herald, because a lot of people don't understand that mental health is serious, and a lot of people, especially Christians, don't even link mental health with it's crazy, we don't even see it as a way that the enemy would attack you. We just think it's like they just say like, oh, you need to have more faith, I'll be stronger. and it blows my mind. But I'm glad that you, and I feel like you're going to be the wave of more people talking about it and more people putting it out there from a spiritual standpoint. And I know our church is trying to do that, but it's one of those things, like, it's a taboo subject. But I pray and I hope that you keep on, you stay with it, because all it takes is that one person to break the mold, and then everybody talking about it. And unfortunately, everybody gonna be talking about it, because now it's a fad, it's popular. But there's still fads and things that are popular to still be designed to save somebody. Like, so no question, period. I'm just excited to have you on the show, and I told Alicia, man, we should have got up for Mental Health Month. We could have really did a deep dive, because it's something that is serious. I know I've seen a couple of people, and it's a demonic thing. Nothing on the part of the person. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just trying to piggyback on what you said, Marty, as far as like the church, how they stigmatize and for me personally, I was told, just pray, just meditate, don't get on any medicine. And prayer, of course, changes things. I'm a firm believer, and meditation works. But my case is so bad that I had to take medicine. I've also been in therapy, and that's one thing, especially with the Black church, I feel, they downplay those things. And in our community, they look down on therapy. But it's very much needed. It's very much needed. And I'll tell anybody
It's, I'm so glad that you said prayer works, because what people don't understand is that prayer works, but how does it work in practical? We always just say pray, but we never go into detail of how the prayer may look like it's working. Like, my pastor prayed for a car, then she declared it and said, I'm going to have a car, I'm not going to pay for it. It took 3 years, but she eventually got a car that she didn't have to pay for. You know what I'm saying? And she kept on declaring it. She kept on preparing, saving up money just in case, hey, it could have been somebody say, hey, give me $100 and I'll give you the car.
you know, hey, she still didn't pay for it. She just gave the person $100. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And so I think this is the practical way that people don't understand how we always just think that it's supposed to mystically happen. No, this stuff practically plays out. It could be one short thing, and I'm going to share this with y'all on air. I got custody of my my daughter. It's going to be June the 19th is the year I got custody over her. But somebody had to die from COVID for me to get custody of my daughter. You understand what I'm saying? So that made me be more careful with my prayers and be more specific with my prayers. But also I understand that you can't be too careful or too specific, because sometimes people have to sacrifice, or something has to be sacrificed for what God is going to bless us with. That's why I say it in the show. Can you even imagine your life having to be sacrificed for what God wants? It's a crazy thing, but that's the world we live in. That's the God we serve. So that's, and when you think of that, you have to ask yourself, dang, do I really love him that much? I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I'm good for one rant a night.
Okay.
We know.
You had it. Amazing.
Tavy, I know that you are, you know, a woman of God, just like Tyree is. So did you have any remarks or any feedback about what she just shared?
Yes, I just want to say thank you, Tyra, for being on here and making us aware of that when it comes to mental health, which I take that serious too, because I have people in my family, especially my oldest brother, you know, my mom's oldest, he has a mental problem, and, you know, he has to deal with that every day. But he's doing a little bit better than he was before, you know, because throughout the years, it's like at one point he's getting worse, but now he's trying so hard to control it, you know, because basically, you know, when you have bipolar and stuff, you know, you lash out and everything like that. And, you know, sometimes he will call us, you know, me and my sisters or so, and we would talk to him and stuff, you know, we talk to him normally, and also, you know, just to make him feel loved and feel comfortable and know that he can trust us, and just encourage him to move forward and keep pushing, keep driving, like letting him know he got this, and he'll let us know the steps that he has taken, and he knows everything about the Bible, so he knows the Lord. And he's tried so hard to change his ways and so, and he know that it's always like, it's almost like a battle dealing with his mental illness that he has. But he takes his medicine and everything, and he goes to the gym, and that's what he's focused on. So I'm really proud of him for that. You know, for stepping up and saying, okay, I'm going to do better. I'm not going to be fighting, arguing. So some mental illness patients or so, you know, they are improving their ways and stuff, and they are aware of what's happening to them. Some of them are not really aware of it, so they still struggle with that problem. So I'm glad that you brought that up and we were able to talk about that, because that's something that the church need to talk about, you know. They don't have to talk about it every day, but at least, you know, mention it every now and then, you know. Right. Yeah,
definitely.
So I appreciate that. I really do.
Now, Tyra, just pulling the question out of my, you know, my magical hat here. How did you get connected with the Herald?
So, I was actually at a networking event for my job, and I met Jen Michelle Kearney there, and I got her business card, and writing has been my passion for a while. I actually went to school undergrad for it, and I was inspired to start blogging. So I just sent one of my blogs to her several years ago and asked that she publish it in the paper, and she did. So that, like I said, that was several years ago. And then probably end of last year, early this year, I was praying about ways to get back into writing. And I reached out to the Herald. At the time that I met her, Jan Michelle was still the publisher, but she's no longer the publisher. Walter White is. So she directed me to him, and we just started talking. He said he needed somebody, you know, from my demographic. So I just, you know, started writing stories, things that I was passionate about. So I think there's been like four or five that I've written and I've sent to them. One was published in the actual paper, and then, but most of them have been just online. So that's how that happened.
That's amazing. And again, you guys, anytime that you are in business or in ministry, networking is key, because you never know who you might bump
right.
into. You never know who you might be talking to. You never know whose elbow you might rub. You may pick up a napkin for somebody, and, you know, there's a business partnership right there. You don't know how networking works, but it is important to do. And I'm glad that you were
there
at the event.
And you're right, because that event, I did not want to go to. It was for my job. It was in the evening. It was a restaurant. And I'm like, oh, I don't even like this food. But I went, and I'm so glad I did.
Amen. Well, Marty, I told you that we have one of your songs in queue, and we are going to play it on tonight, and this is called Keep It Moving.
Wow.
When we come back from this song, we will ask Tyra her social media information and how you guys could get in touch with her and so forth. So you guys keep it locked. Here is Marty the Greatest, you know, the host that does the most. We keep it moving. Check it out.
You can't stop.
Oh, no.
You can't quit.
Oh, no.
No matter how hard it gets, you can take
yeah.
it. You can't stop.
Oh, no.
You can't quit.
Oh, no.
No matter how hard it gets, you can take it.
Shout out to the ones that don't doubt, they just believe. Y'all pray for me, cause I'm clinging to my mustard seed. No judging, cause in this world it's easy to lose faith when they treat the fake as real and the real is fake. I've seen so many disasters till we like, what's next? Authorities treating minorities like we suspect. They act like natural rights and simple morals, it's complex. It's clear to see they bigotry, but they say you take it out of context. Man, wake up, cause God say the righteous will be his heirs. But yet we settle for the rule of millionaires and billionaires. It's hard to lead, I guess that's why we file instead. You ain't no Jesus, but faith without works is dead. Some of us got big heads, feeling self-made and pilot. When we fall down, we need God more than we acknowledge. The days we get in our feelings, acting so childish. Watch your touch screens, scared of our thumbs, making for solid. The fact we think we know the struggle is so amusing. None of us had to face a cross or persecution. So look at your mistakes as lessons instead of losing. I got it, no failure, so get up and keep it moving.
I gotta keep it moving. Yeah. Can't let my dreams sleep in me. My brother keep it moving.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil stop your ground. We can't go
halfway.
Can't afford another bad day. Gotta work hard
and pray
to get rid of this sad day. My people keep it moving. We gotta get what God has for us. My sister keep it moving.
Fed up being fed up. I know that times are hard, but you gotta keep your head up. Keep hustling, keep pushing till you get a piece of the pie. Marble floors, hardwood doors, deluxe apartment in the sky. Don't take your eyes off the prize. Stay focused, sharpshooter. Let the past be the past and let the success be your future. You're surviving the paycheck stuff. Trust me, it doesn't suit you. Haters hope you reverse, but keep driving to get out of neutral.
Just put God first and he'll be keeping you busy.
Running circles around the competition. Keeping them dizzy.
I know the haters got opinions, but everyone has them.
Just using motivation and keep moving up the ladder.
See, there will be some hard times, because that's just how life goes.
And friends will turn to foes. But one thing is for sure, well, I gotta be more highs than lows. If you keep moving, dreams sleeping, my brother keep it moving, yeah, don't let the devil stop your ground, we can't go halfway, can't afford another bad day, we gotta work hard and pray, steady, my people keep it moving.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Yes, sir.
But you guys, man, I'm loving that Keep It Moving track by Martyr the Greatest. Tyra Gordon is our guest from tonight. You guys, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Overcomer Apparel, East Garden, Roslyn Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomSheet.com, and last but not least, Alumni Inc. You can check out all their information and links in the description of this interview. Give the KS Radio Show a like if you haven't already. Tyra Gordon, before we let you go, before we end the show, how can people get a hold of you so that they could follow you online, or what is the name of the column in the Herald where your article is so they can go and read it for themselves? Give the people your information.
Okay. So Facebook, just Tyra Gordon. Instagram, T Marie G 1998. I'm not into Twitter, so I'm just on Facebook and Instagram. But as far as the Herald, it's under the commentary section. And this latest article is called The Demon Within. But I have quite a few other articles out there that you're welcome to check out as well. But like I said, the most recent one that talks about anxiety is called The Demon Within.
Awesome.
Amen. And you know what? This is another question out of my magical hat. For anybody that is, you know, like suffering from like depression or something like internal and they don't know how to discuss it, what can be a piece of encouragement that you could give them now, the listeners, they are listening, to help them, you know, feel more comfortable to come out and talk to somebody about it?
Well, for me, I had a journey through that. But I say that you have to discuss it with somebody, find somebody that you feel comfortable with talking about it. In order to get help, because internalizing it only makes it worse. Prayer and meditation, like I said, it does work. And I know people that who have suffered from anxiety that said prayer and meditation works for them simply, and that's great, praise God. But for somebody who had a severe case as mine, I needed medicine. I needed more. So, I just encourage anybody who's suffering from anxiety or any type of mental illness to reach out to somebody, at least one person. Pray on it and find somebody that they can talk to about it. Because the worst thing is to feel alone and to feel like nobody understands you. That's one of the worst things.
Amen.
Right.
If anybody has any questions, any of the listeners or have any remarks, you can press the number one key to speak live to interact on the show. If not, we are going to end the show. Tavisa Wavy, how can people get a hold of you on social media to follow you and stay up to date with everything that you're doing?
Well, you already know that. Hit me up on Instagram, which is Tavy, at Tavisa Wavy. Facebook, it could be on my artist page, which is Tavy, and that's T-A-V-Y, or Octavia Jordan, which is my business page on Facebook. Also, going to be Official Tavy on Twitter as well, and TikTok and more.
Amen. Marta the Greatest, we know you're the greatest, but how can people follow you on social media to stay in contact with you and to know when you will be dropping new music and et cetera?
Hey, Marta the Greatest everywhere. That's one word all together, Marta the Greatest, no spaces. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, go ahead and hit me up. Licio, thank you for playing Keep It Moving. Crazy enough, that song was strangely prophetic. It actually fits the time that we're going through right now. I'm grateful to God for that. But yeah, it's more than greatest everywhere. Hope y'all enjoyed us having this conversation as much as we enjoyed having them. And until next week, you know, hey, pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have candy combos. And we have big news coming. You have to listen to every episode. Don't skip one. Big news.
Please don't.
Coming.
So, big news coming. amen. Well, you guys know that I am KS Radio Show everywhere on social media. That's Instagram and Twitter. And the Facebook link is also in the description of this show. Do me a favor and write us a review. If you listen to the show tonight and if you enjoyed it, and if anybody wants to support the ministry, you can send donations through Cash App, the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And again, you guys, if you are looking for Tyra on Instagram, you can just follow me because I tagged her in my post earlier today. So you don't be fumbling and shuffling and trying to find her. So I've already tagged her on Instagram. So definitely follow her so you can stay up to date. Sure. Definitely follow Tavisa Wavy and Marta the Greatest on Instagram. So in case if I forgot to post anything, my team, they will back me up and you can follow them as well. And we're all in three different parts of the country. And I'm really grateful for my team. I love you guys. And again, like Marta the Greatest said, don't forget to hustle, keep praying, and have candid convo. Because we need these kind of topics to, you know, to experience freedom, because that's what the Lord has called us to. He didn't call us to stay in sin. He didn't call us to stay in bondage. He called us to be free. Mm. And how can we do that if we don't talk about these topics and these, you know, these things that we struggle with, or we might know somebody that is struggling with them now. So please, 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 please listen and share again and then share again. You guys, Tyra Gordon was our guest tonight, and man, we just want to continue to love people, love God, and continue to forgive people like the way that Christ has forgiven us. You guys, we are going to close the show out with Tavisa Wavy, Love of My Life, one of her newest bangers, and we will see you guys in the next episode. And again, tomorrow is Wednesday, so don't be late to work. Show up on time. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Good night.
ain't surprised. That's just the spirit inside you. But mine got a